and welcome to The Masterful Art of Self-Care, hosted by Nancy Bowalis. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Masterful Art of Self-Care. Today is going to be kind of a combination of 15-minute shorty, which I haven't really done in a really long time, and also self-care practices gone wrong. And what I wanted to talk about is self-care shaming. And I feel that this is a pretty multi-layered topic, just because as I think about it, I know that I have definitely shamed myself into what I think self-care should look like for me at this moment, at that time. And then there's also, I think, the external shaming that also can occur as well. And so I'll dive into the first part that I talked about, which I feel is really relevant. So, you know, we're still currently going through the global pandemic of COVID-19. And one of the things that is really interesting is that there's been, if you're on social media, a plethora of different platforms that are available on exercising and ways that you can get in shape and get in the best shape of your life, you know, during this quarantine, especially because a lot of people are at home. And I think also a lot of people are out of their normal routines of like going to class or, you know, being in a community group class and doing the things that they used to do. And so, you know, at the beginning of this quarantine, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Like, there's so many free classes and now I have more time. I do not have more free time to go and take classes because I am also, you know, again, like a stay-at-home mom right now because I'm furloughed from my job. And so most of my time is very much devoted towards my daughter. So no, I don't have as much time as I used to. And so there's that part, which has kind of shamed me into like, oh, I'm not doing enough for myself. I'm not doing enough of the meditation or the exercises or the things to take care of myself, because now I feel like my whole schedule has just been thrown out the window. And I've tried really, really hard to try to maintain the same routine that I had when I was working, like getting up, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours before my daughter got up. But now my nighttime routine has been messed up because now I'm going to bed at like midnight. And I'm sleeping in, you know, because this is quality time. Like, you know, despite how unfortunate things are right now, this is quality time with my family. So yeah, I'm either sleeping in, you know, hanging out with my husband in bed, or, you know, having my daughter come into bed with us, and then that's snuggle time. And so no, then I don't get up as early, then I don't have as much time as I used to. I would say like now it's probably more like 30 minutes to 45 minutes that I have to be able to squeeze in some type of my self-care routine in the morning. And I'm trying to go more in the route of like sprinkle movement throughout my day, instead of feeling like I have to try to get like a big chunk of my movement time in the morning, because that just isn't possible for me anymore. So there's that aspect of my internal shaming of not doing enough, of not being enough. And that's kind of always been, unfortunately, a filter that's been part of my life, you know, for a really long time, of like not feeling like enough, something that I definitely know that I need to curtail some more. But yeah, that I feel like has been a really, it's been on my mind a lot. And I don't like the way that it makes me feel, feeling like I'm just not doing enough. And like, I mean, this is really like everyone is saying it's unprecedented time, it's uncharted waters. This is not something that I've ever really experienced before, so I don't know what normal or what it should look like or what my self-care should look like. And I feel that really it's a very much a day-to-day, a moment-to-moment type of thing. Like, for example, this morning I woke up, I had this intention of doing this, you know, workout, and then when I went to go and take a look at what I needed to do, like I don't have a pull-up bar. The pull-up bar that I do have, I can't put it up because my husband is too tall. And if I put it up, then he's going to hit his head. So if I wanted to do it, I'd have to do it later on during the day. And I just wasn't feeling in the flow of it. And I instead just decided to do a guided meditation for 15 minutes. And that was what I needed. And instead of trying to force what I felt that my body needed or what my mind needed, instead, I intuitively gravitated more towards, okay, well, you know, maybe movement right now is not the thing for me this morning, and I actually really need to ground because I've had a lot of different issues with my family and my own personal life come up, and I really need to just kind of work on grounding my energy a lot more than trying to, like, you know, up my energy. So I don't know how many of you might be struggling with this, but definitely I resonate and I hear you in regards to some of that internal shaming that might be taking place in regards to the upheaval of your self-care routine. And then discussing the external shaming that I think is present. So I mentioned about, you know, all of the, especially on social media, and I don't watch TV, so I don't know what the commercials are and stuff like that. But I know that it's definitely present, is a lot of the external shaming in feeling like you have to be super productive and get all these things done and learn a new language and, you know, start your new business and all of this stuff. And again, like, I come back to like, how, when am I supposed to be doing all of this stuff? Like, yes, there's things that I definitely want to do. I'd love to learn a new language. I'd love to really get this online course that I've been wanting to do for a year up and going. I'd love to take all of these Khan Ed classes, but I don't have the money for it right now because I'm not working. And even if I did have the money, I don't have the time. And I've, you know, fell into that trap before of like signing up for a bunch of online courses and then never completing them, or it takes me over a year just to complete a bunch of courses that I signed up for. And so I feel like my productivity level has definitely dipped a lot. And it's really hard, you know, not being, you know, in the trenches and not working and working with patients and, you know, feeling motivated in that way. And so it's really a lot of that self-motivation. But I feel like then just all of the messages that I feel that are coming at me, and I'm sure for many of you too, but that are coming at us, are definitely like a shaming of like, you're not, again, you're not doing enough. You're not being productive enough. You know, that if you're working from home and you're also having to homeschool, that you should be able to still manage everything else and, you know, get a heap load of other things done because you have all of this time or because you're at home. And again, I think it's just really important to really realize what you're doing is enough. Maybe it might mean just doing your laundry, which I'm doing right now, just doing my laundry, like just to kind of get, you know, the house a little bit tidied up, you know, and then just to get my daughter through her homeschooling stuff for the day. And then that is what I work on for today. And that's my self-care, you know, because if I'm lightening my load and not allowing myself to be super frazzled of, I have to do this and I have to do that. And I was doing that. And I would like go into like this place of like, okay, I'm going to do this course and I'm going to work on this and I'm going to do that. And then it blows up and it turns to shit and I don't get any of it done. And then I feel bad. And I feel bad at myself for not doing enough. I feel bad that I'm not providing some type of value. And, you know, just this whole cataclysmic and spiraling effect. So whether it's a message that you need to hear, and sometimes you need to hear it again and again and again, that what you are doing is enough, that your self-care routine, even if it's just that one thing that you're doing per day, that's enough. That's all you need. You don't need to have this beautiful laid out plan for yourself and for your day. And I'm trying to give myself that grace to really realize that, you know, even if I'm just doing this one thing, even if I just get the laundry done, like I'm just trying to set just one goal for my day. And then if I get that accomplished, for me, I feel like that's a win. And maybe that's something that's needed for you. And maybe not having a goal in place. And maybe, again, because that's the beauty of self-care, is that it is, it's a moment-to-moment thing. It doesn't have to be something that's planned out, that's well thought of, you know, that requires a lot of money. Like, even if it's just in that moment, you realize, like, you need to just sit down and maybe play with your kid and forget about, you know, the things that you needed to get done. Or maybe it's you need to have your kid play by yourself and then walk away and get yourself, you know, a cup of hot tea, or just step out onto your deck and just take a breath of fresh air. Then realize that that can be just enough. That can be just as enough of a moment or a method of self-care than anything else. So just wanting to provide a brief message that you don't need to shame yourself, whether it's internally or have external modes of shaming happen to you. And this is a very scary time. And I feel like, you know, just as we continue to get word and messages of what's going on, and, you know, there's so much uncertainty. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I have to be honest, like, that is one of my biggest fears, is uncertainty, like the unknown, and a lot of what's going on with this virus. And then even, you know, economically, there's a lot of uncertainty, and we don't know, you know, what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen in the next month, in the next, you know, few months, in the next year, because everything that I had laid, you know, laid out as a plan, really, it's not working, and it's not going to be going as planned, and I have to roll with the punches. And I think that that's the beauty of life, is that there's so much uncertainty, and you can either struggle and, you know, push and push hard against, you know, change, or you can just go with the flow. And that's something that I would prefer to do, is just to try to go with the flow and just take each day to day, take each moment as it comes, and find those moments and sprinkle self-care throughout my day whenever I can, however I can. Okay, so I'm hoping that this can be a little positive boost, positive message for you if you might be struggling right now, especially if you're feeling like you are not enough or that you're not doing enough. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Masterful Art of Self-Care. You can definitely reach out to me at tia@themasterfulartofselfcare.com if you have any questions, or, you know, would like for me to answer, you know, anything, any questions, any issues, things that might be going on for you. I'd love to hear from you. Definitely continue to stay subscribe to this podcast so that we can hear more other episodes that will be coming out. Again, the episodes are going to be coming out a little bit slower because I'm giving myself that grace to not feel pressured to have to, you know, get them done and get them out at a certain time. I'm just going to work with what my bandwidth and what I'm able to do. So, but I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to listen, and I hope that all of you are taking very good care of yourself and staying safe as well. And I look forward to having you join me on another episode. Thanks.